Hey there, sissy. Aw, you must have had a rough night, all tied up and nowhere to go. And how's Mr. Maggot? Aw, he hasn't had any relief for a long time. Maybe if I slide my freshly pedicured foot between your legs, pull those panties to one side with my big toe, and give those blue balls a little tickle, coochie coochie coo. Oh, but I guess that's only going to make him even more frustrated. Aw, was Mistress mean to you? Geez, I guess I'm a real bitch, huh? But then, that's what you like, isn't it, sissy boy? When I found out about those websites you've been visiting, well, after I'd finished laughing, I just knew I had to use it to my advantage. Perhaps I should call you Sissy Cuck. That is your username, right? Oh, I have my ways of finding these things out. I bet you're wondering where I've been tonight, honey. Well, I've been hanging out at one of my favorite clubs. The Mandingo Club? I don't know if you've heard of it. There's a lot of young, muscular black guys that hang out down there, and a lot of frustrated housewives. Quite a potent combination. Remember when you were working late so you could save up for that jewelry I wanted? Well, I was at the Mandingo Club, getting my pussy pounded by a real man. How does that make you feel? That while you were slaving away at the office just so I could spend the money you earned, I was in the back room of a nightclub, my legs in the air, my bare feet tensing in ecstasy, my fingernails scratching the broad, muscular back of a young black stud I'd never even met before. Is that humiliating enough for you, sissykins? While you were playing the Mr. Nice Guy role, sacrificing your free time for me, I was having orgasm after trembling orgasm in the arms of a muscular stranger while I wiggled my tongue lustfully for a taste of one of the other equally enormous cocks that was being slapped against my face. And the moaning and groaning of all those other desperate housewives, cheating bitches who'd left their nice guy husbands at home to look after the kids, while they went out to get the pounding of their lives from a total stranger. Ooh, bad girls have all the fun. You know, there's a lesson here. Women are a lot more sexually demanding these days. We want our needs met. If you've got a pin dick, or you can't get it hard, or you come too quick, if you start getting fat, or you're losing your hair, you should expect to become a cuckold. You should make it up to your lady by going out and finding her a real man. You should be forced to wear a badge with the letter C for cuckold so the ladies know exactly who they're dealing with. A foot sucker, an ass licker, a toilet bowl. To be teased, blue-balled, and laughed at. It turns me on to think of a room full of people laughing at you. I guess that's pretty sadistic, huh? I want everybody laughing at you. I want to round up all the sexy, sneering, dominant bitches in your office and have you kneel in front of them wearing only my pink frilly panties. I'd show them how those tight little panties are enough to cover your whole maggot dick. I'd wiggle my toes with those sexy red painted toenails against the soft, silky crotch of those panties and invite them all to laugh as you squirm, redden, and stiffen. See, girls, he may complain about you overworking him, or that you're too bossy, but in reality, the meaner you are, the harder he gets. Have fun with it. I'd let them take turns brushing their pedicured toesies against your little thimble prick and resting their high-heeled strappy shoes on your shoulder, while they laugh at your uncomfortable predicament. Imagine having to look up at those arrogant, bitchy young women. The ones you moan about with your friends, as if they don't make your little wormy stiffen. And then being forced to sincerely offer your services as a pussy cleaner, a foot kisser, and a toilet seat. Can you imagine the shame and humiliation as there's vicious laughter fills the air? Well, honey, I've got a little surprise for you. You see, I'm still pretty mad at you for bitching so much about me fucking other guys. I think you need to know exactly why I cheated on you. That's why I've invited Butch over here tonight. Aw, you look a little uncomfortable there, Sissykins. Is Wimpy feeling a little unwell all of a sudden? Tough shit, sissy. He's gonna show you what a real man can do for a hot bitch like me. I should warn you that it might be a little noisy. Butch tends to make me squeal a lot, and I suspect I'll be moaning pretty loudly when he gives me one of those shuddering orgasms. Oh, but you've never seen me orgasm, have you, sweetie? Butch tends to make me orgasm at least 5 or 6 times. But then, his cock is probably 4 times as big and 10 times as hard as yours. I may even scream a little when he pulls my hair and hammers me from behind. And that's when my eyes roll back and my mouth falls open. And, honey, you've got to see it to believe it. Look at you. Every moan, every groan, every orgasm is going to be like another twist of the knife for you, isn't it? You're going to be sat there, mortified, knowing that you never even came close to giving me the satisfaction that I was getting from someone else. My fuck buddy. My stud. Well then, Butch and I have finished our little demonstration. I think it should be pretty clear why I cheated on you. Why have cotton when you can have silk, honey? I hope you'll be ready to apologize to me when we're done, and maybe I can think of a way for you to make it up to me. But I must warn you, it might involve just a little more humiliation for you. Oh, there goes the doorbell. Isn't this exciting, honey? I know that Butch can't wait to meet you.